Well, howdy people. Now, I found this on X and I'll put a link to it down below. Well, as you know, it's the 4th of July, and a ton of Americans love to celebrate it, and why not? But this family invited a person around that voted for Trump, and their daughter didn't actually agree with that. So she tried to shame her parents by pulling a stunt and getting a megaphone. And that she says her parents are fascists, but of course the only real fascist is her. And of course she recorded it, otherwise she wouldn't even bother doing it. So she can put it on social media and get the media clout. But what it really shows is what a disrespectful child she is. Of course I remember many years ago people voted differently then. Didn't make any difference. Didn't break friendships up or anything. But Femons have now got into politics, haven't they? And they've made it personal. They've all become activists. And they are the ones who always seem to be pushing hatred and division. This Femon sounds a little bit too old to be grounded. But I can't imagine having a daughter like this. Listen.
These are my progressive parents who allowed a Trump voter over to our house on the 4th of July. This is what it looks like when fascism is hidden by complicity. I was threatened earlier to pay a bill because I'm speaking out against my progressive parents inviting a Trump voter over on the 4th of July.
Better hide, honey. Daddy's coming. It's not surprising why this Femon's still at home and not married with a couple of kids somewhere. She's an activist and a troublemaker. And the father, after this stunt, should just kick her out. Oh, that might be a bit harsh. So anyway, guys, what happens if your daughter did this to you? I mean, she's actually trying to dictate to her parents what friends they can have over. Of course, it would have been great if she kept the smartphone running when Daddy arrived to see what happened. Now that would be a video worth watching. You take it easy, guys.